All right, time for fun with country music. Country music as we send you off to the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think this is slowly starting to grind to a halt. Not because I don't love doing this, because I do, but I do believe that we're going to hear fewer and fewer of these bands in the coming months.
And the ones that are going to stick around, like Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan, are still going to continue to put out records. I just have a feeling the songwriters that they start picking are not going to be this ridiculous.
I agree. That it's not going to be Party in the Farm USA.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That they're going to start moving on. Did they write any of their own stuff?
Hell no.
None of it?
I can't imagine.
That is unbelievable to me. You know,
the labels won't let them.
In that Foo Fighters...
They know what formula works.
In that Foo Fighters doc, when they went to Nashville, and I guess I just don't really pay attention to that music that much, but it just seems like when you get to a certain point, that's what you want to do. You want to write your own music. You don't want to be beholden to anyone, you know?
No, they're not to that point. The labels still control them.
I know, but it's only that city. It's like every other credible band out there, critics, favorites, they all do their own thing.
A top 40.
Makes no sense to me, man.
You're thinking of the world of rock and roll.
That's why you're thinking of critics' favorites.
That's why I love rock and roll, Mike. I love it. So Fun with Country Music started earlier this year. And, of course, we noticed throughout the course of Bro Country that there are several tenets that are in every one of these songs, including the following: truck, girl, beer and or liquor, farm equipment, mud, dust, some sort of rural setting like a river, jeans, boots, guns, and Jesus.
Did you get critters, too?
No, and critters. Yeah, of course, critters.
And if that's not enough, invoke the troops.
Yeah, you know, the troops are never really a big part of this. It's like, if they want to, they may make a whole song about the troops.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass.
It's like a capper. But they don't, in Bro Country, man, they avoid the troops, I think, because...
They don't care about the troops, man.
Because it's more about
partying. Yeah, they do.
It's more about partying in the woods and stuff like that. So I got...
Can't be worried about the troops.
I got,
you got that.
Several emails from people telling me, you need to investigate a band called High Valley. And a song in particular called County Line, which we'll play for you here. But the best part about doing Fun with Country Music is that when you hear a band do one song, when you search for them on YouTube, like 40 more from the same band will pop up, and mm-hmm. you start to listen to all those, and you're like, huh.
Well, this is worse than the one they recommended.
These are all amazing. So we'll play a couple here. Let's start off with County Line, and go ahead and just start counting, if you can, from the High Valley hit, County Line.
There it is.
Out, that's where we begin. The lights met dab where the blacktop ends. Yeah, the fields got hay, hay's got barns, barns got lost for watching them stars falling right out of the clear blue collar sky. Yeah, just loving this life on the dirt roadside of the county line. Ain't rich, but we do it all right. Got my honey on my arm, Jesus in my heart, living like the Lord. Got a vision in the dark, and we work hard, live right, tear it up on a Saturday night on the dirt roadside of the county line. Dirt roadside of the county line.
This sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
This is like Creed with a banjo.
All right.
Yeah, it is. I've got a count of references.
Okay, so far?
I have blacktop, hay, barn, dirt road, county line, honey, referring to as girl,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, and fishing.
I love the Jesus capper, too, at the end of the chorus. It's so funny. All right, so you think that they ran out of words for their verse? Listen to how short this next verse. This is a verse.
This is how they do it, though. You've got a random or a regular length verse, the chorus, and they come back and do like a half of one. And you go right back to the chorus.
They like to keep a little mud on the tires. Country on the dial. Let the night roll on for a country mile. Round and around this town we go. Never going up, man. It never gets old on the dirt.
Let's break it down now.
Oh, a little double time, Mike.
Yeah.
Red light, rev it up, pocketball of paychecks. Spend it on your honey, cause she's money in a sundress. Lay back, steer wheel, home, don't keep her real. Never gonna leave it, cause I love the way it feels.
God, okay, so the funniest part is the video, because this is like a three-piece band. And they decide in the video that they would play baseball. Mm-hmm. And so it's like pitcher, catcher, and guy. In the outfield or whatever. And
well, who's hitting?
Well, I should have said that. Pitcher, batter, and then just some guy roaming. And they're like running the bases and stuff. Yeah. And there's two girls on a tire swing, swinging back and forth, watching three guys play baseball. Three.
Baseball.
On a tire swing, huh?
Yeah. All right.
We also got to squeeze in mud, sundress, and paycheck.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, right. Very frequently there is some reference to his economic situation.
Yeah, why don't these hillbillies get direct deposit? You got to walk around with a stack of paychecks.
Okay, so listen to this next one. This is High Valley and Farm Girl. All right?
Really? Oh, God.
Really?
Your ponytail pulled through your car hard cap. Mud on your boots, nothing wrong with that. Friday night, jeans on and your shirt tied up.
Help!
Can't believe you brought your pretty self out here. Give me 2 minutes to park this deer.
Oh.
Did he say park this deer?
This John Deere, because he's on a tractor.
You are effing kidding me!
No, that's D-E... E-R-E.
Okay, I've listened to this like 10 times, and I never got... I just kept thinking he was on a deer.
Like
I thought he said gear.
No, it's talking about deer.
Oh, my God. Give me just a second to park this deer.
Because he ran into this girl randomly while he was on a tractor.
Doing what?
She was just walking down. She was like, walking down the dirt road.
Well, you know what? If some old broad's walking down my property, I shoot her, okay?
But what if she's got mud, boots, and jeans?
Yeah. Well, and her shirt's tied up.
Yeah,
and...
come on. Showing a little midriff.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure this chick's just smoking hot.
Oh, because they all are.
Oh, yeah. She looks just like Minka Kelly.
She looks like the girl from Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to start this over.
You got your ponytail pulled through your car hard cap. Mud on your boots, nothing wrong with that. Friday night, jeans on and your shirt tied up. Can't believe you brought your pretty self out here. Give me 2 minutes to park this deer. If you want to ride, baby, climb on up.
Why would I want to ride on your tractor?
Ever.
Those tractors are fun, man.
Why don't you get a car?
Yeah, what was
this? He can't. He's got a truck. Gotta have a truck.
Well, he's on a track, and so he invites her up to ride on the tractor.
Right. Because that's the fastest means of transportation.
Right. Tractors go what, 3 miles an hour?
Yes. We can slow ride on the combine in the wheat field.
And she's looking at him going, yeah, this is going to be the worst date ever.
Can we go to a movie maybe and, I don't know, get some food?
I don't know. Sounds like she's into this.
Well, she is the farm girl.
We don't get to hear her perspective, though.
No, we really don't. Where she's just railing on this guy. Waving in the moonshine.
Let me tell you something. Girls like Cosmos. I'll tell you what they don't like. Moonshine.
On a combine in a wheat field.
She's the farm girl, Corby.
Like much, but this land right here's had the same last name for 100 years, and it never looked better than it does right now with you.
Another verse. Yes.
Stop half versing.
Yes,
it's the same freaking formula, man.
Gotta give you the chorus, homes.
There'll be a bridge too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna break it down in the bridge. I promise you.
Drums go away.
You think they're going to break it down?
And he might rap a little bit.
Okay. God,
drum machine.
It.
Well, I just want to see how they get back to that.
It goes right back into the chorus.
Oh.
Yeah, I cut it off right there.
Okay. Well,
so you have at the end the.
I've got everything.
Okay.
I have mud, boots, jeans, Friday night, tractor, farm, barn, combine, wheat, moonshine, dirt, coyote, cricket, and the word girl 67 times.
Because you ain't afraid of a coyote howl or a cricket chirp. How many girls are afraid of this? Ah! Ah! Like sprinting? Was that a bear? Actually, no, it was a cricket, sweetheart. Ah!
But you're a farm girl. You're supposed to know that.
Well, yeah, you ain't afraid of it either. What hogwash.
What crap.
From High Valley.
Valley.
This may have been written 5 years ago, yep. Too. I have no idea. I have no clue if this is new. If they're now, you know, doing rock and roll or something. If they're doing the Motley Crue cruise or something. I have no clue. But at one time, they did do this song.
I just don't understand the women that listen to this music that think of these scenarios that these guys pitch to them, like the Luke Bryan belly full of catfish and screwing under a pup tent with hours in a muddy tank.
Well, you know what they'd say if you were to ask them why they're into it. It's good party music.
Yeah, but they're
come
not
on, man. It's good to drink and party too.
They don't want to do that.
No.
They want to go to... The girls that listen to this music are going to be perfectly happy rolling up to an Applebee's in an Altima. Not a combine in a wheat field.
They just want to party. It's good party music, man.
All right. Man. We got to go.
Good job.
We've got to go.
All right. Community quick hits on the way.
Yes.
We're going.
Broadcasting live.